4th of July, 2012, American Independence Day. What does America mean to me? And I'm on a walk, I'm on a journey, and this is going to be my journey into America and into what it's meant in my life. And the more I've thought about it today, the more complex it's become, and the more rich and the more detailed as I've remembered. So let me start by at the very beginning with the first time America came into my life. It was, in terms of doing anything, it was bows and arrows. It was I remember making bows from pieces of wood, pieces of trees in the house, fashioning them into good bows, stringing string on them and sticking arrows on them. And that definitely meant that, as far as I was concerned, my first act in connection with America was to become an Indian. So I grew up with cowboys and Indians. And the ironic thing is that I was, of course, a cowboy, and the Indians were the baddies. But when it came to weaponry, I was definitely the Indian bows and arrows and spears that I was more attracted by. So yeah, it was the world of the Western as a kid, growing up in Limerick, and it was all very exciting, and there were people getting shot, and people rustling cattle, and Tonto, and Roy Rogers, and the Apaches, and the Little Big Horn, and all of this rich, exciting stuff. And so my first view of America was terribly positive. And all the cattle rustling and everything like that, I'm now being surrounded by dogs. I'm walking the dog, so we are going to get the sound of the dogs here. I've got two dogs coming over and one dog with me. So yeah, so that was early childhood, was definitely that way. Where else did America come into my life? American came into my life in the form of cartoons, and in the form of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Walt Disney and all that. So a big major part in my childhood was America. And then America came into my life in the form of pop music. I came into my life in the form of all of the stuff in the 1960s, and, you know, fast forward into the Grateful Dead and Mothers of Invention, and who else do I think of? Tamla Motown. America was Tamla Motown. I was a complete Tamla Motown junkie, you know, and Four Tops, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and, you know, other people whose names I can't remember now, but, you know, it meant a huge amount to me, American music. And National Geographic magazines. Now, that came out of America. Big influence. My father had them at home. Very positive. I first learned what naked bodies looked like in the National Geographic magazine. So it was a real nature magazine. So everything was going along very positively towards America. Very, very positive upbringing as a child. I can still see those wonderful Western, the plains and the cowboys and the mountains. It was a wonderful countryside. America for me was the countryside. It was not the cities. It wasn't. And then I left home, really, and I don't remember reading any Americans when I was young, but I didn't read too many books anyway when I was young. And so I have no idea about American literature, but it was just this big, positive frontier-type place. And then I went to university and I got interested in politics, and 1968 came and the anti-apartheid movement came, and America, the civil rights movements, well, they were coming as I was at school. So Martin Luther King was a great positive sense, and I began to associate America with injustice. It was a segregation in America that made me concentrate more on a sense of injustice, and as I became more you know, a fighter against injustice, I became more and more anti-American. And I'll fast forward you through the era of anti-imperialism, where I was firmly anti-American, and I was firmly good night. I was firmly against America, and so much so that at its the most extreme, I regarded the Cold War as having been started by America rather than Russia. And I read Horowitz and C. Wright Williams and people like that. And so there was a whole degree of, you know, alienation from America was a very big thing. There was nothing positive about America that I liked. And it reached its high point, I suppose, on the day that the Americans landed on the moon. I was in America. I'll come back in a second to my experience of going to America, but I was in America. I was in Los Angeles. I was in Fountain Valley in Los Angeles, and I think it was a Sunday. It might have been a Saturday, but it was certainly on a weekend. I was halfway through the afternoon, and a man came running from the house next door to say, you know, have you seen it? Have you seen it? And myself and the guy I was with, neither of us had the television turned on. We were both anti-American. And we were finding it difficult in L.A. I found the cultural, the shock, I found it a great shock to be in America. I'd spent summer 68 and summer 69 in America. And both were difficult in their own ways. And but it was inevitably a shock coming from where I came, going to predominantly Los Angeles, and but also Miami and Tucson in Arizona. But it was all very much for a long time after that, very anti-American. There was nothing the Americans could do that I liked. There was nothing except the music. That was about the only thing. And so that kind of political, you know, divide. I had nothing positive to say about America at all. So I lost all that sense of the wonderful frontier and adventure and everything like that was completely lost. And what had happened to the trade union movement in the United States and McCarthyism and all that became very, very negatively associated with America. And that filled a huge long time in my life. And I won't say it didn't influence whether I went back there or not, but it certainly influenced, you know, all the emotions to do with America. And then something remarkable happened, I suppose you would say, really. And how did it happen? I'm not sure. But if I fast forward to closer to our current time, if I tell you that on the day when Barack Obama was elected into the United States as president, I was so overwhelmingly delighted with this that I wrote a poem which had the line in it, we're all Americans now, or something like that. And so something happened on the way. And one of the things that happened on the way was stumbling across the poetry of Walt Whitman and reading the loads and loads of lines in which Whitman celebrates America, and the detail with which he celebrates America in the latter half of the 19th century, well, I suppose the middle of the 19th century, you know, was so vivid, and it gathered me up. And I became very interested in the American Civil War, and I became very interested in the music of the American Civil War, and realized that I'd heard in childhood a lot of that. So in a way, I suppose the one theme I would say in relation to America that I've been positive about all the way through has been its music at different times. But recovering a sense of America and its greatness, really, as an experience, I suppose, has I have to attribute to Whitman. Today, there's almost nowhere I'd rather be than to go to America. I'd love to go to many places in America and meet many people, and I have a huge admiration for the energy and positivity that I experience coming out of America. And, you know, whereas I might have lots of critique of various aspects of America, and I'm not kidding myself that it's a perfect place by any means at all, but I do love the story of America. I love the story. It feels to me to be a wonderful adventure. Now I know that it's not a fairy tale, but I really do celebrate America, and it inspires me. It inspires me in lots of ways as a traveler. It inspires me as a place of immense diversity. The huge, Latino aspect of America, the huge immigrant aspect of America, the huge contrast between urban areas and rural areas, and the landscape, and the photographers. It's great. I have a sister in Scottsdale, Arizona, lives there and has lived there for a very long time. I have nephews and nieces who were born in America. And I look forward to going to America, and I enjoy the company of Americans immensely. It amuses me how enormous America is and how easy it is to forget how big it is and how little of it I've seen. It also overwhelms me because I think, oh, look, when I go to America next, where will I go to? It's spoiled for rich choice of where to go. And, I suppose the places I'd love to go to, include New York City, Boston. I'd love to go up to Cape Cod. I'd love to go to Chicago, and I will go to Chicago. That's another story. I never went to San Francisco, and a great regret that in summer 68 I never went to San Francisco. A bad decision. I haven't been to see the levees in New Orleans. Anyway, look, it doesn't matter. It's just, it feels like a wonderfully rich place. And, with people from all over the world there, with so many irons and so many pies. America is truly great. It is a really great place. And I wish it and its people and everything all the very best on this day, this great Independence Day. And thanks for listening.